Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah is holding in Yevamot, chapter 8, the last Mishnah in chapter Ches, Mishnah Vav, Sris Chama, a man who was infertile from birth. As we said yesterday, Chama is the son from when he saw the sun, Cohen, and he is a Cohen, Shenosa Bat Yisrael, and he marries a daughter of a regular Yisrael, Ma'achila Batruma. He does allow her to eat Truma. Now, we said back at the beginning of this chapter that a Kohen who becomes sterile from an injury through an act of man, a surgery, he could not feed his wife Truma. But in this, Kohen was always in this situation. He may feed her Truma, and he is allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they say androgynous. Now, an androgynous is an androgyny, which is Lashon of andro, and gyni, which is Greek for male and female. This is a person who is born with both male and female reproductive parts, though typically they do not function and they're not able to reproduce. So an androgynous, who's a Kohen, Shenosa Bat Yisrael, and he marries the daughter of Yisrael, Ma'achila Batruma. He does allow her to eat Truma. So according to this Mishnah, they consider him to be like a Zachar, after a male. After all, he does have male parts, so he can title his wife to eat Truma like a regular male Kohen does. Now, it's interesting to note the Bartanura here points out that in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that an androgynous is considered a Zachar, a male, but there's another teaching where he holds it's not a male or a female, it's a Birya Bifnei Atzma. It's like Nishtahin Nishtaher, it's not one or the other. And if that's the case, then the androgynous would not be able to feed his wife Truma out of the doubt. Now the Mishnah goes on with a related case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum. A Tumtum is a person born with a membrane, some sort of layer of skin covering the reproductive organs, so we're really not sure if this is a male or a female or androgynous. But Tumtum Shenikra, that this membrane was torn open or there was a surgery, Venimsa Zachar, and they found out, Mazel Tov, it's a boy after the fact. Lo yachalotz, cannot even do chalitza, mipnei shu kisoris, because he's considered to be a saris. A saris is infertile, and typically the situation was a tumtum who had this birth defect to the reproductive system was also a saris and could not bear children, so they were not really in the running for yibam and chalitza. The mission turns back to androgynous. Androgynous nosei. An androgynous may marry a woman, of all lo nisa, but may not be married by a man. As, of course, two men having this type of marital relationship would be biblically prohibited. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar adds, androgynous hayavin olav skila ki zachar. That if illegally a man sleeps with an androgynous, he is liable to be executed through stoning, just as if he had lived with another man. Now, in modern times, such birth defects as androgynous and tumtum do come up. They're, thank God, extremely rare, but of course you need to consult competence, halachic guidance, a qualified rabbi, and a qualified urologist and specialist before you make any decisions in this area. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet, Perek Tet, chapter 9. Yesh mutarot lebalehen, ve'asurot liyivmehen. There are some women who were allowed to be married to their husbands, but are not allowed to marry the surviving brothers of her husband who's deceased in a context of Yibam. So Baruch Hashem, we're back to Yibam, and we're back to the original topic of this Masechta, when Yibam is not really allowed to go through because of an Arayas issue, some sort of forbidden marriage issue. And the Mishnah goes on with another category, Mutarot liyivmehen vasurot lebaalehen. Sometimes the woman is allowed to marry the Yavam, the surviving brother, but she was not really allowed to marry the husband. Now there's certain types of marriages that are completely not a marriage at all. Example, a brother and a sister, a man and another married woman. But certain things we're going to see, it's illegal, but if they got married, then yeah, it's a marriage and we want them to end it as soon as possible. So that could be such a case. Then the Mishnah goes on to the third category, mutar le'elu le'elu, a regular, normal situation where the yavama, the widow, is allowed to marry the husband, the original husband, and she's also allowed to marry his brother in the context of yibam. Ve'asur le'elu le'elu. And finally, there's one where the woman should not have married the first husband and also cannot marry his brother. Now the Mishnah explains the first category. Ve'elu mutar le'valehen. These are the women who were mutar to marry the first husband. Ve'asurot le'yivmehen. But they cannot marry his brother. The first case is a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, Shenosa et Almana. He marries a widow, which was completely allowed for him to do, V'yeshlo ach Kohen Gadol. But his surviving brother is already the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol may not marry an Almana. So then there'll be no mitzvah of Yibam here, though she'll need a chalitza. The next case is a halol. Now, halol is a disqualified Kohen. For instance, his father, Mr. Kohen, married a divorcee, which was illegal, and the child, the son from that union, is a halol. He's a regular Jewish guy, not a mamzer, but he's a halal. He's disqualified from going to do the avoda in the temple like the rest of the Kohanim. So shenasa kashera, he marries a regular Bat Yisrael, v'yeshlo ach kasher. But he has another brother, a brother from another mother, who is a regular bona fide Kohen, not a halal. So that person, that surviving brother, cannot then marry the wife because she had been the wife of a halal, and the wife of the halal, halal becomes a halala, who cannot marry a regular Kohen. A third case is Yisrael, Shanasa Bot Yisrael, a Jewish boy married a nice Jewish girl, Baruch Shem, V'yeshlo Ach Mamzer. But he has a brother, a paternal brother, who, you know, through a different situation, a different marriage, relationship, was an illegitimate Mamzer. So then that Mamzer is not supposed to marry a regular Jewish girl, the mainstream Jewish population. Or Mamzer, Shanasa Mamzeret, a mamzer married a female mamzer, v'yeshlo ach Yisrael, and he has a brother from another mother who is a regular Yisrael. There too, the mamzerets cannot marry the surviving brother. So the Mishnah sums up at the end, mutarot, the va'alehen, all of these women were mutter, were allowed to marry the original husband, but when he passes away without children and there's a possibility of yibum, va'asurot liyivmehen, they cannot marry the surviving brother. Tomorrow the Mishnah will go on to explicate the other scenarios that we saw in this Mishnah. Yashar kochachem and zay gezunt.